Just gone 3 minutes, 1 minute past 8 o'clock, and you're with Radio Dublin Channel 2 on 98.7 FM and 1152 kilohertz medium wave. My name is Tony, and I'm with you till 9 with all the latest news on the free radio scene. This evening we will have recordings of Radio Snowflake, Radio Veronica, which is a British FM pirate, and also part 2 of the tape as published by Anorex UK, featuring interviews with Bob Gallico, Declan Meehan and Mike Moran. So I hope you're going to stay with me for the next hour. And to get the show off to a good start, we'll start off with this one. This is Orange Juice and Rip It Up.
Something stirred within me. You were standing sultry in the rain. If I could have held you, I would have held you. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope to God you're not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God, I hope to God, and I hope to God I'm not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God, I hope to God. And when I next saw you, my heart reached out for you. My arms stuck like glue to my sides. If I could have held you, I would have held you.
But don't rather than swallow my pride.
Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope to God you're not as dumb as you make up. I hope to God,
I hope to God,
And I hope to God I'm not as numb as you make out. I hope to God,
I hope to God.
And there were times I'd take my pen and feel obliged to start again. I think the best that there are things in life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the seed is very humdrum. And my favorite song's entitled Boredom.
Sound of Orange Juice and Rip It Up. Right, we'll go. We'll start off the show as Jerry usually does by telling you what happened 1 year ago this week. Throughout this week last year, Radio Nova continued to install studio equipment at their transmitter site in Rathfarnham in a bid to overcome any further attempt to jam their microwave link from their main studios in Herbert Street, which resulted in extensive use of recorded programming for several days. RTE, meanwhile, continued to deny that they were responsible for the interference to Nova services. It was also a week marked by technical difficulties which pushed Radio City ARD and Westside Radio off the air, while on Saturday the 4th of July 82, a new station took to the air by the name of WKLR, operating from Kimmage on 244 metres, with some involvement by Aidan Hughes, now on Radio 257. On Monday the 6th of July, another station commenced test transmission on 188 metres from Clontarf using the call sign Echo Radio. This station later changed name to Dollymount Community Radio and was run by Simon James, now also involved with the new 257 on 264 metres. As we turn the page, also during this week last year, Carousel in Dundalk expanded its operation with a local service for Drogheda, opening on 210 metres in addition to the Navan service, which was running on 215 metres. Meanwhile, back at base in the Dundalk shopping centre, Daffy Don Allen joined up to operate on 265 metres after leaving Sunshine Radio here in Dublin. Also around this time 1 year ago, here at Radio Dublin, our main service on 253 metres was running at 4 kilowatts, which pulled in reception reports from all over Europe and even as far down as Cork, where R3 was running a local service on the same channel. So quite an eventful week this time last year. Not so eventful this week, this year. Okay, right, we continue on with a song by Flash in the Pan and Waiting for a Train.
Wonder why it's getting cold at night. Well, now, having done all that, that was the late, great Buddy Holly and a little song called excuse me, Listen to Me. It's just gone 28 minutes after 4 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Snowflake on 99.9, we hope. If not, we hope you're listening to us on 199 metres in the Media Wave Band. If you're not listening to us, well, it's awfully sad and there's no point in me talking to you. Anyway, if you want to have a little request on Radio Snowflake, if you want to say hello to somebody, wish somebody Happy Christmas, now's the chance to get in while it's somewhat cheap, in fact, while it's still for nothing. And you can do that up to tomorrow evening closing time, all right? And after that, unfortunately, we will be charging. And I'm sure you won't mind us charging a little bit. It's only a nominal fee, really. For children, we will play a request for 5p. That's a shilling in old money, but the children don't know that. And for adults, it's 2 bob. So if you've got 2 bob to spare and you want to say hello to somebody during the Christmas week, drop in the request, wrap it up in the tenpence or the shilling. And the proceeds of this sort of whip round will go to the clinic in Sandymount, okay? And we have a little girl here, a beautiful little girl, somewhere along the line. We haven't seen her since I came. Maybe she ran away. She will be looking after all the funds. So if you want to drop in the request, please do so and help the clinic around the corner. And we'll see how the score runs after Christmas. Just after Christmas, we will do a great grand total. Incidentally, talking of such things, we're trying to organise a sponsored crawl around Sandymount Green, so watch out for that. We have to get permission from the various bodies, various knees concerned, so if you'd like to join in on that too, get in touch with me at the station. You can get a message to me if you'd like to join in the sponsored crawl by ringing 698830. 698830, if you can't get through there, 680893. In fact, those two telephone numbers have exactly the same figures in them, but slightly juxtaposed a little bit, twisted about a little bit. What we did was we twirled all the numbers up individually, threw them in the air, and they landed down that way. And we sort of put them into some sort of order, and we rang up those people and said, hey, hello, would you like to take requests for Radio Snowflake? Never. It's not true, honestly. I have run short of sensibilities, so as I said earlier on, the disc jockey always refers to the record, or reverts to the record, to carry them through. And last song was Buddy Holly with the song Listen to Me, and same title as the Hollies song Listen to Me. But let me just tell you that not only did the Hollies call the group after Buddy Holly, but you see, John Lennon decided to call his Beatles after the Beatles because Buddy Holly had a backing group called the Crickets. He decided to keep the insect element in the title. And here we have the connection again. John Lennon on his own this time with a great hit from 1969 to 70. And this is called Number 9 Dream Song. If you can make out the words, I'd like to hear them from you, certainly.
Thank you.
going to try and incur the wrath of anybody, but if you happen to be from Kerry, the small hand is near the 5 and the big hand has just gone after the 7, which means it's just 23 minutes to 5 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock we have Michael Nugent. Well, he's supposed to be looking after the Ring's End affair, you see. We know there are no affairs in Ring's End. However, for those of you in the Ring's End area, just let me remind you that if you have a piece of paper, preferably not wallpaper this time round, you want to send in a request, you can jot them down on any other kind of paper, preferably not wallpaper, as I said, because we have not much room in the studio to open them up now. All right, Michael? And you can leave them into Ted's Corner Shop. And you all know where the Ted's Corner Shop is, it? All the fellas hanging around with the brute creamed hairstyle brushed back. No, there's no connection whatsoever. And that's on Thorncastle Street. And also, right beside the new houses, as you all call them up there, Ray's newsagent will take requests in a little box, right? And you can write them in any old piece of paper, like £5 notes, £10 notes, Allied Irish Bank checks with made to Snowflake, whatever you like up there. And also, if you're down around the Sandymount area, posh, you see, you can drop them into Michael McAuliffe's chemist. Oh, yes, you're all laughing now, aren't you? Michael McAuliffe's chemist in Sandymount Road, I think it is, isn't it? Sandymount Avenue. However, my geography's not very good. And Michael has a wee box there, and we will get through to them eventually. Don't forget, of course, after we open up on Monday morning, you have to pay for your request, meanie, and the proceeds of all those request remunerations will go to us at Clinic in Sandymount Avenue. And between that and the sponsored crawl around the green, we should make an awful lot. We should make a few bob anyway for the crowd around the corner, and do help along. Ah, yes, hello to everybody in Ring's End. We're going to play a song especially for all you. This is a song from Danny Doyle called The Ring's End Boatman.
Sorry about that. Yes, that of course was Radio Snowflake on 99.9 FM on the 18th of December 1983. The station operated from Dollymount and it was owned by Dave Reddy. Actually, this community station has just finished up in Glasnevin North for the Glasnevin Community Week. So that station gets around. Right, we'll continue on with a song now by H2O and I Dream to Sleep.
Someone glimpsed across a dance floor, not going home and loving in doorways, a room to remember who to meet in. Secrets in through your head and not through your mouth. Else when, anywhere, sharing a sunrise. I've never been a silhouette before. Attached to the sound of young Americans, or am I still too young? A dream to sleep. A sleep to dream. A dream to sleep. Sleep to dream. Dancing together, tangled emotions, flashing, you turn your face away. Silent persuasion, the reshape of future, and I'll never be the same again. I dream to sleep. I sleep to dream. I dream to sleep. I sleep to dream. One glimpsed across the dance floor, not going home and laughing in doorways. A room to remember who it's written. Secrets in through your head and out through your mouth. A dream to sleep. I sleep to dream. I 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 dream.
That's the sound of H2O and I Dream to Sleep. Rather good record. Right, last night we decided to take out a radio and do a medium wave scan for you, and this is the stations we picked up. On 531 kHz, 539 meters, Sunshine Radio. 657 kHz was Bray Local Broadcasting, otherwise known as BLB. On 765 kHz, Radio West from Mullingar. They seem to be always changing channels. On 828 was Radio Nova. On 846 was Royal County Radio from Navan. 891 kHz was Concord Community Radio. 945 kHz was Treble TR. 1017 was ABC Radio Dublin. 1134 was Community Radio 257. 1152 was ourselves, Radio Dublin Channel 2. 1188 was Radio Dublin Channel 1. On 1305 was Bointside Radio Drogheda. 1323 was Bointside Relay, and we believe that relay is somewhere in Finglas. We can't be sure of that, but that's what we heard. On 1386 kHz is Radio Carousel, and on 1404 kHz is the ICBS. Yes, we're sure it was them last night, and they seem to have returned with a not too good of a signal on the north side, so we would presume the station is probably located south side. Their voice modulation was very low, but it was interesting to see that they are back. 1575 kHz was Community Radio Fingal. And just one final note, at late at night, on 1557 kHz, you can pick up quite strong South Coast Radio from Cork, which is a very, very professional station and well worth a try. That's 1557 kHz around 11:30 at night time, and it really comes in quite strong indeed, so give that a try. Right, at the start of the show I said we're going to be playing some Radio Veronica, which is a British FM station, and here we go. This is the sound of Andy Davis on Radio Veronica.
He waved gangsters at the group. We're all gangsters and bandits, you know. Because we're pirates, you see. Arr. That goes back just 14 months ago from the album Is It Too Hot? I'll tell you in a moment when it stops spinning round and round and round and round. Now, one of our gentleman listeners named J.J. Weller sent us a letter giving his reaction to last week's 20-minute broadcast of the Roger D. Show. He also enclosed a piece of tape, and this was his reaction to the Roger D. Show from last week. So I must thank Mr. J.J. Weller of West Kirby for that. Thank you, J.J.
Climbing, climbing, climbing. Keep moving up, don't you ever stop. Whatever it is, take it to the top. Keep moving up, don't you ever stop. Whatever it is, take it to the top. The world's out there waiting, and it's yours for the taking. So come on, get up, it's time to go. Stop hesitating and anticipating to the top. That's your mark. Get ready, set, go. So let's go, take it to the top. Don't stop, 'cause we'll be moving, yeah. You can make it to the top. Don't stop, we'll be grooving now. We're gonna reach that higher ground, yeah.
Take it on up,
a little higher.
Higher, take it on up,
we will climb together.
Take it on up,
to your highest dream.
Higher, take it on up,
so let's go to the top. Climbing, climbing, climbing.
keep moving up, don't you ever stop. Whatever it is, take it to the top. Keep moving up, don't you ever stop. Whatever it is, take it to the top. You can do what you want to, and your hardest will come true. If you reach for the stars, you can go that far. Stop hesitating and anticipating to the top. That's your mark, get ready, set, go. So let's go, take it to the top. Don't stop, 'cause we'll be moving.
Take it on up,
to your highest dream.
Cool and the Gang and the Jump, the version of Take It to the Top. Right now, listen to the Kenny Everett Show today, which of course I always do. He played a superb extract, which I recorded, of a certain Robin Day interviewing Mr. John Knott on Nationwide. And Mr. Robin Day, in his usual infinite wisdom, just happened to insult Mr. John Knott. And here's a recording of your actual John Knott leaving the studio.
But why should the public on this issue, as regards the future of the Royal Navy, believe you, a transient, here today and, if I may say so, gone tomorrow politician, rather than a senior officer of many years?
I'm sorry, I'm fed up with this interview, really. It's a ridiculous Royal Navy.
Thank you, Mr. Knott.
Well, Robin Day with the Secretary of State for Defence, John Knott, in an interview which, as you saw, came to a somewhat abrupt end.
Wonderful stuff. This is the anniversary. Exactly 24 months ago, Mr. John Lennon, way in New York City, recorded this very song. Fantasy album release Christmas 1980. John Lennon, of course, and Woman. 24 minutes past midnight, it's time for another comp. What is this record which I'll be playing in about 5 minutes' time? Come on, rack your brains, come on, that's all you're getting.
Upside the head, say oops, upside.
Lots more to come.
Say oops, upside.
Time for Dexys Midnight Runners and oops, up your head.
Oops, upside.
Oh! Back again.
Upside the head.
Radio station WGAP.
Say hoops upside your head. Say
hoops
upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love
gappers,
I want y'all to say this with me.
Say hoops upside your head. Say hoops upside your head.
Say it.
was number one, you know, about umpteen months ago. Oops, Upside Your Head, Dexys without the emeralds. At 26 1/4 past midnight on Radio Veronica FM. Right, you're still racking your brains. Now think back. I played this about 2 minutes ago. And I sort of asked you to tell me what it was. Well, think about it. Come on, you can remember. It was a first release. It was about 14 months ago. From a band who made so many hit singles, it's just not true. Imagination and the very first hit single called Body Talk.
Oh yes, that was, of course, the sound of Radio Veronica, which is recorded off 97.5 in Liverpool by David Richards. Thank you to David for listening, for recording that. The disc jockey you heard was Andy Davis, who was extremely popular over there. Veronica have now unfortunately closed, but a new station has opened called MFR, Merseyside Free Radio, and features that same DJ. Right, we did a medium wave scan earlier on, so we're going to do a quick FM scan now from around the 104 downwards. On 103.8 is Ballymun Radio, very unprofessional station, if I may say so, with how and ever they're there on the band anyway. 101.86 is South Dublin Radio, and they're coming from Dunleary, we think. We have an address for them, 87 Oliver Plunkett Road in Dunleary. 101.5 is Sunshine Radio, and 100.5 is also Sunshine Radio. Now, they were in fact testing on 100 exactly there about 2 days ago, but they have now returned to 100.5 FM. Wonder what the reason is behind that. 98.7 is ourselves, Radio Dublin, Channel 2. 98.3 is WABC, Northside. 98.7 is Treble TR. 96.3 is BLB from Bray. And 88.2 is, of course, Radio Nova. Now, just when I came into the studio this evening, there was a note for me to play Bula Bula, the station record, in full. So we're going to do that. We're not going to talk over any of it. So this is the sound of Bula Bula. Thank you. So there you have it. There's a song requested, I don't know by who, but it was just a note left for me to play that in full, so we did do that. Right, now, as I said earlier on, we're going to be playing part two of the tape as published by Anorex UK, and if you would like to purchase this tape, we will give you the address out after this.
On Sunday the 22nd of May, a get-together was organised, and many radio personalities attended, where stories of the past 5 days were swapped and discussed. Although a sad and emotional gathering, the general feeling was one of optimism.
Mike Moran, Kiss FM, and his version of the close down.
Well, when the first I heard of the police and the Department of Post and Telegraphs coming into Kiss FM was when my co-presenter, Siobhan Purcell, came running in the door saying, "Mike, there's a load of police outside." And I said, "No, there isn't. It's not 1978. This is 1983. And she says, "No, they just said, asked me, where am I going?" And she said that she was going to do the headlines, and they said, "No, you're not, you're about to be closed down, forget it." And she said, "No," and mentioned one or two words, and they eventually ran past them and came up, and we did the headlines to the very end. The problem had been that Declan Meehan and Nova had seen the police outside in the monitor. I hadn't even noticed, being a lazy lad who doesn't look at studio monitors and things like that. And so I hadn't noticed they were there. He was downstairs and thought, "Well, I'm not letting them, Mike Moran's not letting them in, so I won't let them in." And this went on for 15 minutes, and when they eventually came in, they were not in the best of form. And we didn't believe it was happening at all. They eventually said they weren't raiding the Harbour Street broadcast building as such, but that they wanted the keys for the transmitting buildings, which were up on the Dublin Mountains. So we managed to delay and delay and delay, basically because they didn't realise that we couldn't find anyone with any keys. So our main problem was, of course, that if they started sledging their way into the transmitting buildings, they'd probably keep on smashing things up until they got to the transmitters, and then, including the transmitters, they would all go. So as time went on, we kept broadcasting, putting out various calls for the station owners and ad managers and whoever we thought would have keys. They were getting very stroppy at this stage, came up to the KISS studio and demanded that I cease broadcasting, which I naturally duly refused to do, knowing they hadn't got warrants for Harbour Street where we were broadcasting. So the panic went on, and we eventually started then banging out the jingles and things like that, and then I unfortunately got yanked, that they went straight into the Three Rock transmitter where we were broadcasting from, and suddenly I had nothing in the cans, knew I was gone, there was only a small standby working, so played the standard set of every idea I could lay my hands on and a few other jingles, and that was it then. They pulled the secondary transmitter as well. End of Kiss FM, end of Mike Moran on the very same thing. Music
radio. Right, we find ourselves now in the Queen's Hotel here in Dorky, and we seem to have found two celebrities, superstars, mega anoraks,
megastars.
Bob Gallico
and Declan Meehan.
Did he clear this one?
But why did he include him first?
I think we're trying a few words out here. What's your opinion, Bob, on the happenings of the last few days? I mean, what do you think about it?
It's very hard to put into words, Barry. I've never been through a situation like this in my life. I've never known such emotion, such ups and such downs. Oh, that was pretty, that light, yeah. I feel really drained. I feel great. I feel wonderful. You know, to know you have that many friends out there, people who support you and then like you, it's really very hard to put into words, even at this stage. Maybe in a couple of weeks when I think back, I'll be able to put it into words. But it's been fantastic. The support has been absolutely incredible.
Barry, that is our
Oh, yes.
What? Look,
we've been interrupted by yet another.
Listen, everybody keeps saying to me that
Oh, yes, it's live. Yeah. Come on, yes, you've done it now.
Barry,
yes, you've got to get it away now.
Barry, everybody's been telling me that my sharp machine that I carry around, which is a twin deck like this, but only about half the size was big, compared to that, you know, mine is just a tiny little hand machine. What an incredible thing.
Right, a few words from Tom Hardy. We've got Tom Hardy with us now.
Not so much a tape recorder, it's more like a sideboard.
Yeah.
Where's the drinks cabinet?
A few words from Tom Hardy. What have you got to say, Tom? You can speak into that microphone there.
Testing. Oh, yes. Can you hear us at the back?
You can indeed.
I've nothing to say.
What's your opinion on what's happened in the last few days? Are you interested in what?
Devastating. The last 5 days have been a total blur. I'm not sure whether it's what's happened or whether it's been the drinking, but it's been a total blur.
I think that's applied to everyone who's been into radio, whether you've been on this side or over on the other side. Yeah. But
it's very upsetting. Very upsetting.
We've stood here for 5 minutes, and the main man is stood right alongside me, Declan Meehan. What's your opinion of the things that's happened in the last few days? How do you feel?
Well, totally inevitable.
had to happen, but the unfortunate thing about it was that there is nothing to go to. That I think the more logical thing to happen was that had they evolved the legislation and we actually had some jobs to go to in September.
That would have been the wise thing to do, wasn't it?
I would have preferred a more creative attitude from the government, who actually said, right, RTE must own 40% of Radio Nova. And they would have gone on to Chris and said, right, we're going to close you down, or RTE own 40%.
So at the moment you find yourselves on the dole, virtually. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, we're on the dole. I mean, we lived through the situation that we always knew we were illegal.
Yes.
I think it's just very sad, because this is a flower of creativity that has been stifled.
It's been a wonderful... It's been a... How did he describe it the other day? The great radio experiment.
Yeah, it's a sad way to end the experiment.
It is indeed.
It's all right, it's the end of one era, it's the beginning of another. The question is, how long before the next era begins? If the government has its way, there'll be a large pause for station identification, a very long pause for station identification.
True enough, Bob. I mean, I certainly do not subscribe to radio stations starting up which will do one-hour documentaries on Dogs Lost and have Mrs. Jones down the road, who has a lovely garden. Okay, let's do a whole day featuring her garden. And that's, unfortunately, what they seem to be talking about.
That's what they're heading for, and really it's up to people to... If that's what they want, that's what they'll get. In the end of the day, always, people get what they want, people get what they don't show their support for. I think the feeling that's around at the moment is quite fantastic. If it's kept up, if people really mean it, it's not just a thing of the moment, an emotional thing for Radio Nova or Sunshine or whoever, if it's an absolutely genuine need that has to be filled, and if people really believe it, then things can be changed. But they're going to have to be changed pretty quick.
Yeah, it's good to see people make a living out of it. I mean, there's a fellow in Blackpool, Barry Johnson, who makes a fortune.
I know that. I just paid $3.50 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's a good t-shirt.
I'm afraid to wash it now.
Wash it inside out.
Inside out. Inside out what? Oh, inside out.
Inside out. No, inside the washer, not outside. No, turn it inside out.
I shall wear it with pride. I really do.
I really hope you will. We have a lot of expense with involving Anorax UK, as you could possibly imagine.
Sure.
The trips across to Ireland, people may suggest that they're not necessary, but how do you get the real truth unless you speak to the real people? I mean, okay, you must come and
speak
to people.
Well, somebody has to do it.
Plus, the fact that the togetherness over here is really something that needs to be experienced.
I quite agree with you, Barry. You know, I mean, we always appreciate your coming over. We know the interest you have. And without the support of fans, Anorak, call them what you like, without the people, we haven't got anybody to listen to us. We haven't got the job. We haven't got a voice.
That's absolutely great. Thanks very much indeed. Bob Gallico and Declan Meehan. Thank you, Declan.
Thank you, Barry.
Right, we've just left the bar, the Queen's Hotel in Dorku, in the corridor, about to leave, and who should I bump into but a late arrival, none other than Mr. Jason Main. A few words from Jason Main about the events of the last few days. How do you feel, Jason?
Hello, Barry. Well, basically, I feel very sad, and hoping with the public response we've had so far, we're back.
Back.
Setting the pace, Jace.
Indeed. If the man can rap, so can Jace.
I think that's great. I think the tape's just about running out, but thanks very much indeed. It's
cheers,
great
Brian.
To see
thanks
you.
Nice meeting
Thank
again.
You, Jason Thank Main. You.
Finally, South Coast Radio returned at 6:45 p.m. on Monday, the 23rd of May, with normal programming.
Southern Ireland, South Coast Radio. Listen, we've got the sound that you want to hear in stereo. Listen.
Everyone now eagerly awaits the outcome of various court cases.
And it's there where we must cut it. As I said, that is a tape available through Anorax UK. The name of the tape is The Great Irish Radio Experiment in the End. And if you'd like to write for that tape, the address is Anorax UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool in Lancashire. That's P.O. Box 539, Blackpool in Lancashire, and it costs £3, which includes postage and packaging, and I would think that is £3 sterling. I would say so, yes. Right, we're going to continue on with a song now. This is Flashdance and Irene Cara.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.
Of Irene Cara and Flashdance. I believe that film is quite good. Must go and try see it. Right, it's 9:05, and finally what we'll do now, we're going to give you a list of the shortwave stations that were heard from broadcasting from Dublin on last Sunday. First station we heard was Radio Ireland International on 6293 kHz. The other station we heard was Radio Enterprise on 6317. Westside Radio returned with a test transmission on 6280. So Prince Terry is back on the air now. Anybody in Dublin would like to give him a listen? Rather good. The Rock Show, I think he does have on in the morning. And finally, some information about shortwave. Emerald Radio, they have been on about 2 weeks ago. On no fixed frequency, they tend to move up and down the band to try and find a good channel. They hope to start broadcasting on the 17th or the 24th of this month with a power of 450 watts, which should be very interesting, as most of the other pirate shortwave stations have only a power of 100 watts. Their address, if you'd like to write to them, is 39 Bryan Road, Merino, Dublin 3, and tell them you heard...
everything is fine. In my mind, morning, Mr. Shoeshine Man, shine on bright and white and tan. My baby said she loves me, and need I tell you that everything here is just fine. I sing, my heart has found its wings. Searching high and low, and now at last I know. It's great. I was shaking, but now I am making it fine. Here in my mind, my heart will soar with love that's rare and real. My smiling face will
same time, 8 till 9, but in the meantime I'll leave you in the capable hands of Jim Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Tony, thanks very much. That was Tony Healy, you've been listening to for the last hour, is it? Half hour? Hour. Tony Healy, who's just completed his first show at Radio Dublin Channel 2 and lost about 2 stone in the process. Good evening to you, I'm Jim Stewart, and between now and 12 midnight, the rock show, starting us off, a group called Night Ranger and a song called Don't Tell Me You Love Me.
It ain't the way you move, it ain't the way that you move me. Oh no. Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me.
Yeah. I love the way you shoot. I love the way.